The Making of a King. What a festive event! 101 cannons announced the birth of Crown Prince Otto Friedrich Wilhelm Ludwig von Wittelsbach at Nymphenburg Palace, Munich's summer residence. It is said that his mother, Marie of Prussia, was in labour for 20 hours, then gave birth to the future heir to the throne, quite amazingly on the birthday of his grandfather, King Ludwig I, on August the 25th, 1845, at 12:30 a.m. The proud grandfather called it divine providence, though they may have fudged the timing a little. But as they say in Bavaria, nix gewiss was man it. One doesn't know exactly, especially with regard to Ludwig's life so shrouded in myths. He remains an eternal enigma, just as he once himself wrote in a letter that that was what he wished to be. As a small boy, his behaviour was already somewhat unusual. Unlike his brother Otto, who was 3 years younger and loved hunting and attending balls and was interested in military matters, Ludwig preferred solitude as a child, read a great deal, dressed as a fairy or as a nun, and had such a fertile imagination that he was almost never bored. As he grew older, the Crown Prince's main interests were in art and music, but in preparation for his later role as King of Bavaria, he was subjected to intensive and rigorous schooling. Ludwig had little in common with his mother. His father, King Maximilian II, a man who would have rather become a professor than a king, preferred spending time with scholars than with his children, and treated Ludwig condescendingly. Unfortunately, Maximilian died much too early. Ludwig was only 18 when, on March the 10th, 1864, he closed his father's eyes on his deathbed. "Dear, merciful God, you have placed a heavy burden on me," he wrote in his diary at the time, adding the brief exclamation, "King!" So, far too young, Ludwig became the King of Bavaria. The very next day he already began dealing with administrative affairs and swore to defend the constitution. Highly motivated and proud, with his curly black hair and his blue eyes, he was the very picture of a monarch, wearing his general's uniform and an ermine fur-lined coronation cloak. He resolved to bring God's light to earth. But sadly, that was more easily said than done. Very soon, in 1866, he had to send Bavarian soldiers to war against Prussia. Then, a few years later, in 1871, he was to mobilise them once again, this time in league with Prussia against France. He detested wars most profoundly, and even more so after Bavaria had become part of the German Empire, when he was not simply a king by the grace of God who could rule by divine right, but was increasingly required to carry out his ministers' decisions. Little by little, his life took a melancholy turn, both politically and personally, and was to end, once again too early, here at Lake Starnberg. But more about that later.